tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
We are going to break that glass for an FCC-friendly topic. God dang it.
No, you're not.
Yep, we've been saying it for 3 weeks, and we're doing it.
I understand, yeah.
And then the Impressionist Workshop, which is a competition of sorts. Not of sorts, it is. It's a competition for the best impression of the day. And this comes to light because Kermit the Frog is celebrated. What was his birthday?
50.
That old?
Yeah, 50. Yeah, I was surprised, too. I didn't know it was 50. I didn't think it was that old.
Well,
shut up.
They didn't have Kermit the Frog when I was a kid.
No, I didn't have when I was a kid.
So then he can't be 50.
Well, but...
Nonetheless, everybody does Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
until then,
bad.
I didn't even know I could do it. That's the first time I've ever tried. Now, you do Pat O'Day, and that's very irritating because
right.
most people don't like that voice. When you
yeah.
talk like, you know, I don't know how he talks, but, and I used to play with a couple of impressions. I was always bad. You know, I did stand up for about 2 years. I stunk. I was really putrid.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I was really good. Oh, God. Anyway, my friend, Mrs.
Mrs. Charles of Lyford's wife.
Charles of Lyford can do something, and I don't even know what it is. It's called a tribble or something from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And it's a little fuzzy animal.
Mm-hmm.
She makes it from way deep in her throat.
She does a lot of work down there.
Incredible.
Yes.
But true.
And Nick, is he out there?
Yeah.
Nicky.
Yeah.
Do you do impersonations?
Just as one guy, the guy that fixes the toaster.
I do Emmett the Fix-It Guy.
Yeah,
you do Emmett.
You're Emmett the Fix-It Guy.
Yeah.
Is absolutely uncanny.
It is. It's
whenever
good.
You do that, I'm back in Mayberry. Hey, by the way, Nick, I'm wondering if you could fix my Vox Pro for me.
Sure.
You could fix anything if you
can
want.
Can fix
you,
anything.
Can you fix it right now, or are you busy? What are you working on?
Fixing a toaster.
Yeah?
Right now,
see
yeah.
what I mean? It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So who else do you do?
What?
Everybody does tuba, man.
Not like me.
No, that's true.
Okay, you do tuba, man.
Yeah.
Gruntner can do...
Yeah, Gruntner is
you can do
master.
Bob Rondo. Can't, is that his name? You know,
No.
You know who I heard?
Bob Robertson.
Oh, you know what?
Cougar.
I heard that guy for the first time when I was in Portland a couple of weeks ago. There aren't words for how bad that man is.
What do you mean? He's hailed as one of the great play-by-play guys
there
of all time.
There are not words. And when I said that, I said, that man is putrid. And the guy that was with him,
yeah.
the former coach.
Ooh, that's Walden. That's Jim Walden.
Oh, Jesus. It was like going to an idiot festival. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and Cooten
huh?
and Gruntner have got the football game blasting on the radio.
What, you don't like Jim Walden?
Well,
I know the Cougars won that game. Other team, Oregon State, had 11 more points, but the Cougars did win that game. Other than if you don't look at the score, the Cougars won that game.
Jesus. Yeah,
right,
it was
Bob?
It was totally...
Hell, Jim, you're an idiot.
Hey, are you back there? That Bob Robertson guy, remember when we were in Portland and I said, I've never heard a worse broadcaster? Maynard just did Walden, do Bob Robertson. We're talking about the Impressionist Workshop. No, you're hitting the wrong button, you dork.
Send it down here.
Come on.
Oh, you want it piped directly into your studio.
That's right.
Well, the Cougars just gave up a 31-point lead, and there's a stretch for the Washington State Cougars to lose a game after they led by 31 points.
Well, I don't think they
did
lose that game, Bob.
More points on the board than the other team, and then they'll be all right.
Anyway.
On my estimation, the Cougars did win that game. You'll read about it. They didn't in the sports page.
Okay, so anyway, everybody does somebody is my take. And nobody is too bad to be on the show. look who you're dealing with.
Demonstrated that, right?
Okay, look what you got here.
What?
So, why don't you come up? I'm a angel.
Will someone tell me what the hell that is?
I don't know. It's really scary.
I won a drama competition doing
who
that.
Who are you supposed to be?
You don't know who that is.
No. Who?
It's Mae West.
You dork.
I know who Mae West is. I don't. Never seen her act like that.
Oh, maybe you should do a W.C. Fields. That was a part of your routine?
Yeah.
Oh, I want my money back.
Maynard, it's time for you to extricate something from the nose of news.
Let's see, we have a new news intro here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, the hell you say. Oh, I'd love to hear it.
And now, news boogers.
Oh,
from a
God.
Man with a nose for news.
Maynard.
Here's John Maynard.
Something like that.
Please don't say that word.
That was penned by Marissa, came up with that. See?
She's a foul little beast.
She really is.
Your slogan is
making it huge, Marissa. Big time.
That's great right there.
No, it is not great right there.
Fantastic.
On with the news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from the Mutual Newsroom.
Batman escapes deputies by sicking his pet pig on the cops, and it was a 200-pounder named Kate. And they came to his house to evict him, and he turned his pet pig on him. I guess they can get nasty.
Meaner. That's scary. That happened to me once.
So you work around. You have some pigs up on your place, right?
No, but my neighbor had giant pigs.
How big? How much did they weigh?
They probably were 200 pounds each.
Yeah, well, this was a couple of hundred pounder. It was named Kate. And that snarling pink thing with the curly Q tail came after these deputies and then started chewing on their patrol car.
They'll eat your
whole
pork. Body.
They will eat. That's what I've heard, that you could go out. You know, the old phrase is, you know, he's like, where's Al? Well, he went to, and the hogs ate him, right? I don't know where that phrase is. Yes,
you've got it wrong. The phrase is, it was not to.
He went to,
and the hogs ate him. No.
And then somebody said, no, a pig will eat everything. They said sometimes even the shoes,
sweetie,
you're a kid and you fall in the pig pen, the pig will eat everything except the rubber soles of the tennis shoes.
Now, John, you remember the pig farmer in Vancouver that had all the prostitutes and threw them in the pig pen. They just eat you. You don't watch Deadwood, but that's how they eliminate people, is they throw them in the Chinese guy's pig pen, and they'll snarf on you. I'll tell you what. I've hit one in the head between the eyes with a hammer before.
Why would you do that?
Because it was coming
doesn't
at me.
Save
it was,
them.
Does I was trying to feed.
What do you know about it, Marissa?
They're scary and you can't do anything to escape
but
run.
I was a sow. You are trying to feed one time and they just come in and they'll start snarp, just grabbing for you. And wham, right between the eyes.
You carry
hammer.
A hammer into the pig pen?
Oh, God, yes. Or a 2x4.
I'm gone.
Oh, they will come at you.
But Marissa said it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, it does. It stuns them, pushes them back.
We used to throw rocks at them because they'd get out of my neighbor's pen and they'd come up to our driveway and they wouldn't let us in the house. And so we'd have to huck rocks and run around and try to get around them.
Really? We're talking this morning to people who throw rocks at pigs.
Well, why not?
Listen, let me go. If you untie my foot and legs, then I can walk away and I'll come back later. See you later.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Time for Tubby Bye-Bye.
Oh, God, is it time for Tubby Bye-Bye? Jeez. Wow.
I'm in absolute
You
lather.
Are absolutely manic. Yeah, you are. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. I mean, there's got to be a reverse side to this, right?
No, I'm on a roll.
All right.
I'm just sweating like a whore in church.
Remember, coming up sometime this week, something huge on the show. I mean, big.
It's so big.
Big.
It is so big that you won't believe it. Never
Marissa,
it.
My pig pelter. Nick.
Yeah.
Wilbert.
Yeah. Robert.
Manured.
So long, suckers.
Yep, see.
That's all, folks. 1, 2, 3. Piano playing B, B flat, F sharp, C is the last 4 notes in the piece. The last note is a long note.
Okay, let's rumble.
Okay. Hello! This is Richard Peterson with a short sign off. And the music should not stop. If the music stop, I might
You might blow an O-ring?
An O-ring. And the piano will be playing the final 4 notes. That's a nice long piano note. But,